Good morning, it's Tuesday. Dementia care is a big issue at the moment.
Yeah, it's causing a massive row in Cheshire East.
The issue for you to think about is that dementia is not just about what you're putting it for, it's about the whole process of looking at dementia properly. So I mean, I think that we as the Conservative Party believe it's an important issue for the entire country, especially for Cheshire East, with its elderly population being 55-year-olds being 51%. Something that your party seems to have forgotten, which is unfortunate.
I have not forgotten. I chaired the South Cheshire
Outcomes. I don't think you have forgotten it, because you've gone forward and you put people at risk doing this. So we know what's going on.
I don't think so.
Yes, you have, you know.
No.
You don't like your own medicine. You don't like your answers.
No, I do.
You don't like the answers because you put people at risk.
Where is the policy?
You don't like it because you're being told. Now you don't like it because you're playing games. Now, very clear to you here.
I don't put anyone at risk, and I object to you saying that I do.
Our situation going forward, that situation.
Should be withdrawn, Chairman, that remark.
Have you finished now?
I mean,
you know, you want to go forward. Our situation is, if you want to go forward now, I'll invite you to answer specific questions.
Thank you, Councillor.
I will not withdraw my remark because I believe they're right. Thank you.
Well, that heated debate was between the leader of Cheshire East Council, the Conservative councillor Michael Jones, and the Labour councillor Dorothy Flood. And what they were getting upset about is plans for a residential respite care for older people, including those with dementia, to be provided in the private sector instead. It would mean care would no longer be offered at Lincoln House Care Home in Crewe. Can speak now to the Labour councillor Dorothy Flood, who has started an online petition to get the proposals stopped. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your programme.
Not a problem. Well, these proposals are under consultation at the moment. Why are you so opposed to them?
I want to just say something to you. That was a dreadful outburst, and to accuse me of putting people at risk is a terrible thing to say. I have worked all my life for people in. I worked in care. I set up lots of things. I actually chaired the South Cheshire Alzheimer's Society and run advocacy, while Michael Jones was actually a headhunter for Big Bank. And we all know what a mess that got us into. But we're here this morning for Lincoln House, a superb facility that all the carers around this area actually think should remain open.
Why, though?
Well, why? Why? Because we have a growing number of people with Alzheimer's. Why? Because it not only does it support our carers, it enables people to be discharged from our hospital properly. It's supported by a fantastic GP practice in the area. Everyone says it's outstanding, right? And one thing I want to say to your listeners, the unit they're going to close is called the Santune unit. It's got 12 respite places and 12 daycare places. It was put there when they closed Santune, a residential unit in Shavington, which they sold off for housing, with a big, big promise that Lincoln House would replace that unit. Lincoln House has replaced it. We're not closing something that's shabby, dirty or not well kept. We're closing a unit that's got ensuite bedrooms, every facility for people with dementia. It is a public scandal.
Well, local authorities are working under really tight budgets at the moment. Money has to be saved somewhere.
Look. Yes, well, why are we employing them? We've got our priorities right. Why are we employing two new media people in the media team at some expense to publicise how wonderful Councillor Jones is? We need to get our priorities right. We've just saved across the budgets £900,000. Why isn't some of that money going into keeping these dementia units open? We've only got this one in Crewe now. They closed the one in Congleton after a consultation that got 1,600 people said no. Right. Now then, here in Crewe, we're doing a petition. I'm sorry to say, but they've already told the staff they can take redundancy or be moved to other jobs. What does that tell you about a decision-making process? And then you go out for consultation. When you've already told the staff they can be made redundant, take redundancy or be moved to other jobs.
Is this becoming a personal issue between yourself and Councillor Jones?
It's certainly not personal. Councillor Jones made it personal. To say that to me online, as you've just repeated it, at a cabinet meeting, is a dreadful thing to do. Absolutely dreadful. I don't accuse him of anything at all. I know he works in his best interests. Why didn't he discuss this matter with the opposition parties? Because it's not just me, it's the other opposition parties as well. There was no discussion about this matter. It suddenly came to cabinet. What a way to run a council.
How much of an impact do you think this will have on dementia care in Cheshire East, obviously with your background as well?
It will be catastrophic for some carers. I understand the need for savings. I understand the need of the numbers. But you need a mixed economy of care. You need the private sector, you need the voluntary sector, and you certainly need the statutory sector. We all see across the country everywhere homes that have to close because of the CQC, because they can't make a profit, right? The local authority is the backfill for that. It's the local authority's, you know, responsibility in law to provide for those people.
Thank you very much for talking to us
this morning. I'm sorry. I want to thank everyone and please fill in the petition online. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Dorothy Flood, who is the Cheshire East Councillor for Crewe South Ward. She is from Labour. Well, Cheshire East Council says they are committed to putting residents first and to ensuring that older people who need social care services are supported both effectively and efficiently.